wasn't so stubby. And when I saw her profile, I felt the need to communicate. But as I wrote the message to ask her on a date, I thought I'd better add one caveat.
Well, I'm just a lonely old man, lonely old man. I don't want you to think that. Tongue down a fringe. Well, I said now on your freedom, dear, I don't want to impinge. But I've got some contacts in which a partnership could hinge. And as I press in, I began to cringe. Well, I'm just a lonely old man, lonely old man. And I don't want her to think that I'm a dick. Ago. I said stay a while, and we'll stick on smile, and then spare parts by the quote. But as I pressed the needle down, she jumped out the window, and as she ran, I shouted down the road. Well, I followed her to fun house and got drunk on my own. I asked Paul Needle 7 times to play lots of a telephone. But as onto the pavement by a bouncer I was thrown, I flashed back and I began to groan. I didn't bring her flowers, I brought the arrival of the eyes. When the door opened, much to my surprise, her sister stood there with 7 other guys. And they said,
you're just a lonely old man, lonely old man. And my sister and her pals think you're a dick.